And now it's time for Training Camp Today with Neil Roberts and the Minnesota Vikings.
It's a new deal for the Vikings kicker. Blair Walsh has signed with the Purple for another 5 years with a four-year extension. And Blair, I know players often say, you know, the business side sort of takes care of itself, but I'm guessing it's kind of nice to have this thing done, right?
Absolutely. It's nice to get the extension and to have the team, show some faith in you. And got to continue to perform and earn the contract and see it through.
With that, I'm guessing some nice golf courses might be in your future.
Yeah, I'll try to play some nice ones, but we've got a long time before I have any freedom to do that, so. It's football now.
How's camp going for you? I know it's early, but how are things setting in?
Good. We've kicked already so far and had a good day, but we're out here trying to practice and get better at our craft, become more accurate. That's what we strive for every day as a special teams unit, so going well so far.
We'll talk kicking when we come back.
It's more than just a stay in Minot when you're at the Grand Hotel. Our full-service hotel has all you're looking for with the area's largest swimming pool, spacious rooms where you can rest on memory foam and relax with new HD TVs in every room. Our fine dining, Primo, fits your schedule for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mom and Dad can enjoy a night out at our Lux Lounge. When traveling to the Magic City, make the Grand Hotel your destination. Minot's finest full-service hotel, the Grand Hotel. And remember, make it grand.
Rule 31, no turbochargers. Rule 18, if you've got 8 cylinders under the hood, you need 6 gears and a clutch. Rule number 1, you ride with me, you wear a seatbelt. That should be your number one rule, too. Because my other car is a patrol car. Code for the road. Follow the rules. Follow the law.
We're with Vikings kicker Blair Walsh. And Blair struggled a bit at the end of last year, finished with about a 75% success rate, which is the lowest in your three-year career. What are you doing to get back on track to where you were?
I think if you really look back at it, it wasn't as bad of a year as the numbers say. There's definitely aspects that I had to improve on and do better. You know, I don't think that the numbers were as fair as it came out, but I'm out here trying to get better, and I've had a great offseason.
When you say you had a great offseason, what went into your offseason, can you share with the fans?
Just continue to get in better shape and continue to strike the ball clean like I want to and get more true rotation on the football, and that's what I worked on.
Is it more of a timing thing or just kind of where you're hitting it?
Every year you try to get more and more consistent with your ball contact and your swing, and those are the two real things that you look at. Every year your swing gets a little better and your contact gets a little better, and you just got to transition that into the game.
A lot of good buzz down here for the team. Boy, it's an exciting time, isn't it, to
Absolutely.
Be a Viking?
Very exciting time to be a Viking.
Hey, Blair, thanks for your time and have a great 2015.
Of course. Thank you.
All right, Blair Walsh with us. That concludes this one. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by the Grand Hotel in Minot, North Dakota. A reminder to buckle up from the North Dakota Department of Transportation and by MidwestOilJobs.com.